Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord. From henceforth now saith the Spirit, that they may rest from further labors, for their works follow them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear children, the pains which the holy souls suffer in purgatory can be divided into two. There is the pain of the saints as well as the pain of the lost. The pain of the saints is the physical pain the souls undergo with the fire of purgatory. And concerning this, it is said that even the greatest pain in this world cannot be compared to the least suffering that they undergo in purgatory. But there is a second pain which they undergo, and this is called the pain of the loss. And this is the pain that they undergo because although they have been saved, and although they are not condemned to hell, yet they must suffer a delay before they enter the kingdom of heaven, because they have still some debt to pay, either because they have not sufficiently atoned for the mortal sins which have been for the punishment due to mortal sin which have been forgiven them, or because of some venial sins which they haven't made reparation for. Now, we can imagine, it would be good for us if we imagine the pain of, if we compare this pain of loss, that is this delay which they suffer, with somebody who, as a young child, was taken away from his beloved family and was compelled by necessity to spend a long period of absence from his home. This child, we might say, loved his family so much that he yearns every single hour to be with them. But because of the work he had to do, he is compelled to complete a certain number of years before he goes back to them. And because of his great love for his family, each day he thinks about them, and every day his yearnings increase. And if not for the hope that he would see them eventually, one would expect that he would die out of the mere yearning for his family. But supposing maybe someday, maybe after so many years, he was permitted to go back home, and he endures a long journey through forests and rivers, through many countries, just to go and see his family. And he comes to the very doorstep of his family, of his house, and it would have taken just one knock at the door for the door to open for him. But just at that moment, he is all of a sudden told that he cannot enter to his family, but must wait at the door for a couple of years. I'm sure you can imagine the torment such a boy we must undergo, to be so close to the family and yet unable to meet with them. This yearning, hard as it may be, cannot be compared with what the holy souls suffer in purgatory, the pain of the loss. They have struggled and they have run the course. They have finished the race, and it just remained for them to take the reward of their labors. But because of a little fault, or some fault insufficiently paid for, they must remain outside of the door of heaven, and they must undergo so much suffering while waiting for the entry into heaven. And we must remember that these souls love God very much. They very much want to be with God because, as we know, everybody was created to see God. And the only God is our happiness. And you see, the souls, they have nobody to hinder them anymore from flying to heaven. And yet they must wait for many years before they are allowed to enter heaven. We can imagine the kind of pain they will undergo, all because they have to wait before they see God. St. Catherine of Genoa tells us that these saints, even on the one hand, they want very much to see God, but on the other hand, they know that they cannot see God because of the stain which they still have on them. And she even went further to say that even if these saints were all of these souls were all of a sudden permitted to see God in their current state, even while they possess that stain, that it would be a torment for them and not happiness, because they would not be able to stand the glory of the vision of God. So we see that they are drawn by two extremes. On the one hand, they very much want to see God, and on the other hand, they know they cannot do that. This would give us an idea of the pain that the saints, that these holy souls undergo in purgatory. And that is why the Church, in her mercy, has permitted that you, the faithful, help in relieving this great pain that they endure. That is why we have masses said for them and lots of prayers offered on their behalf, all beseeching God to help them and relieve their pain and shorten their stay in heaven. And that is why, especially in this month of November, it is important for us to pray, either both through the masses and our private prayers, to remember these souls in purgatory. It's also helpful for them if we can offer little sufferings, little penances here and there for the souls. Any good work you offer, you make, or you do, any little suffering you undergo can be offered up for the relief of these souls. And they are always grateful whenever such things are done for them. So, I urge you that especially in this month of November, we should endeavor to remember the souls in purgatory, especially those who have no one to remember them, particularly in these times when the majority of people who call themselves Catholics do not even remember to pray for these poor souls. So we hope that through your prayers and the masses and your sufferings and good works, you may contribute to the relief of the souls in purgatory and for their quick entry into heaven. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.